you're looking at the degree of sophistication and the skill set of the bomb maker. In essence, in my assessment, you're working on two different theories. One would be a time device. The second would be a barometric device. And the barometric device is a little bit more complicated to get right. And that would be a device designed to detonate at a certain altitude. So that's going to be a very unique signature for a bomb maker.
And if that signature is so unique, that's going to also suggest, most likely, correct me if I'm wrong, the bomb maker is fairly intelligent. So you need to find that individual.
That's why it's so important to look at and recover the physical evidence of the exact firing train that was used to create the improvised explosive device to bring the aircraft down. And until you do that, you will not know the degree of sophistication behind the person that put this device together.
The evidence from the crash is one thing, but how important is the intelligence, what this says about the future?
The real critical part from a protective security perspective as it applies to commercial aviation, until you determine who put this together, you're very, very fearful behind the scenes there could be additional devices and that maybe this was just a test run to see if they could get other devices under other commercial aircraft elsewhere around the world.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor, he also investigated the Pan Am 103 bombing. G.G. Green, WTOP News.